Hey, everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Women Over 50.
Thank you for joining Shelly today on Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned podcast. Be sure to join the ever-growing community of like-minded women on Facebook. That's the Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned Facebook group. Join today.
It was just really a casual conversation about their podcast, Women Over 50 starting podcasts and other creative endeavors such as like that. And then also we just had a conversation about the narratives that we're trying to change for women over 50. We have a lot of life left in us. We have a lot to give. We needed to start talking about menopause and how that affects women and just a really a lot of great topics. It was fun. So I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. But before we get started, I wanted to let you know our membership group is now open. Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. I'll drop the link down in the show notes below. And it's a group where you can connect. It's very intentional. There's no noise. There's no clutter like Facebook. Way better than a Facebook group. So come on over and join us. We have lots of videos, lots of trainings, lots of conversations. Would love to see you in there. All right, on to our episode.
Thanks for having us, Shelly.
Well, thanks for coming back on. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, well, we'll start. Okay. I'm Colleen. Yeah. That's Bridget.
Yes, I'm Bridget. Yeah.
And we have a podcast called Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. And it's basically a podcast for women in midlife and beyond. And we talk about everything and anything doing with midlife. And we really kind of want to change the narrative for women in midlife and beyond. And that could be, you know, 45 to 65, but sometimes we hit the 40 and sometimes we hit the 70. So it's really about, we like to think of our podcast as an umbrella, which kind of holds every topic that might be interesting or important or relatable to women at this stage.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm Bridget, and same thing Colleen said, but we've just had all sorts of different guests. We will talk about things very serious, such as, you know, issues with menopause and perimenopause. And then we'll go to some lighter things like vacation, which none of us are doing right now. And yes. And also we had a stylist that we'll be featuring soon. So just all kinds of different things. And we just, like Colleen said, want to be an umbrella and cover a lot of different topics.
And you ladies have started a YouTube channel with a roundtable discussions.
Mm-hmm.
We so got to. That's them. Bridget's baby. That's okay.
Well, the YouTube is, the roundtables kind of both of us. I just put them on the YouTube thing. But we've had two, one on empty nest syndrome and one on making friends in your 50s, which could apply really to your 40s, 60s, 70s, friends over 50, especially when you're in a new scenario or a new situation and how difficult that can be. So we've had two roundtables and we plan to have more roundtables on just all kinds of different
after
subjects.
Quarantine.
After quarantine, no roundtable. Yes.
I'll make sure I drop your YouTube link down in the show notes because I think I watched the one on the friends. I don't remember. But whatever it was, I liked it. I don't remember which one it was, but I liked it.
Thank you. Thanks.
So I got a question for you. We have so many women in the Facebook group and on the membership site and listening to my podcast who are over 50 who are really trying to redesign their life, redesign their career. And you guys started a podcast and you're over 50. What made you decide that was something that you wanted to do?
If you'd asked either one of us a year ago, if we would have been interested in doing a podcast, the answer would have been, we don't even know how to find a podcast. Like, you know, Bridget could have found it. I couldn't have. And a friend of ours started a podcast about something totally different. And we were talking to her and we happened to be at a table full of women who were all starting new ideas and careers and were all over the age of 50. And so we were like, you know, let's go listen and see if there's a couple of podcasts that we would like that kind of relate to our stage. And there are great ones out there, but we didn't find what kind of we were looking for. Okay. So Bridget and I were like, can't find it. Let's give it a shot. Having no idea how complicated the technical aspect is, because neither one of us are technically savvy. Mm-mm. But it was such fun, because it doesn't matter your age, starting something new and discovering the joy of it and that charge that comes with it, it's really not an age-related thing. It's just, you could do it at any age.
Yes, yes. And we have learned so much just in the past 6 months. Our first podcast went out in September, and I believe, was it August or was it July when we were at that lunch? It was late July or early August.
It was quick, yeah, it was quick.
And we just started really just, okay, here we go, you know, and we are learning a lot and learning from our mistakes on the way, and you know, and that's okay. We have the freedom to make those mistakes and just learn from them and go on and do something different with it.
And that's what we say to a lot of our listeners too. You know, there is always a concern with being invisible at this stage of your life, but that can be a superpower sometimes, because it lessens the fear of trying something new. Mm-hmm. If it works, great. If it doesn't, okay. I mean, we were very lucky. This has just kind of snowballed into something we didn't even think it would snowball into. Mm-hmm. But how great is it that pressure of reality kind of being life or death situation, you know, when you're in your 20s and you're working up the ladder, your 30s and you're in the corporate world and you're so concerned with every decision you make and how it's going to affect your family and your friends and your job, it lessens as you get older. And that's a gift. That's not necessarily a negative thing. Mm-hmm. So we were like, let's give this a shot. And mm-hmm. we would not go back and listen to the first couple episodes. They're probably a little painful, but we learn as we go.
We do. But it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Go ahead, Bridget. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say we've met so many different people. Like, we've met you through this and just talked to people all over the country on all kinds of subjects. And I just think that's been wonderful and fascinating. And I do not regret it for a minute. So,
I know. One of the things, the byproducts of my podcast is just all the wonderful women I've met and continue mm-hmm. to continue that friendship, that relationship. You know, it's not mm-hmm. like I do an interview. I love all of my podcast guests. I think, you know, you mentioned some really good points. First of all, being invisible at this age really helps us, because, you know, some people are so, I can't start anything until it's perfect. Like, I can't do this until it's perfect. And I think you are a really good example of what you just said about, it's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. Not just because we're not, it's just because we're invisible, but just because it doesn't have to be perfect.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good message that we can send out to women over 50, just mm-hmm. to try something.
I think we give ourselves a little bit more of a break mm-hmm. now than we did yes. when we were younger. Everything just, as I suffered from that, everything had to be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And it just gets you really stressed and anxiety filled. And I think as we get older, we prioritize what really is that important and what's really not.
Right. Yeah.
I've noticed that too, as we get older. I don't know that I was ever really trying to be perfect, but maybe it's because I just was too scared to try anything. But it's just like now, you know, excuse my French, just like, I don't give a shit, really, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I used to be so worried about what other people thought. Yeah. Oh, they're going to think this, or they're going to think I look stupid or whatever. And I'm like, I don't care if you think I look stupid. I'm just happy yeah. how I am. So,
yeah.
And that's great.
I also think another good point of this is, especially right now for people who are listening months down the road, we are in the midst of the coronavirus here in the States. So, yes. you know, we're chatting, I don't know about you ladies, but I'm chatting with a lot of women who are really trying to figure out a new way to redesign now, because they're losing jobs, or they're going to figure out they don't want to go back to the job, or whatever. But this is really a good way, you know, not just a podcast or blog or whatever, but to start learning about new technology as well. Mm-hmm. I think technology is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we're using Zoom right now, and I'm from a large family, and a lot of my siblings are on farms and very isolated. I mean, at least I can look out my window and see people, you know, wave at a distance, or people walking their dogs. So at least I can do that. But I had a sister today, we're on a group meet page just said, I miss everybody. Uh-huh. So we have had sister conference calls. We had one Friday, and we're having another one this evening. And they're learning, you know, how to mute their mic, because any movement they make, they pop up on the screen. And we're like, you must mute your mic. And, you know, if you're going to move or somebody's going to walk in the room, you know, unmute it, because we're going to see somebody else's, you know, legs or whatever, cabinets opening. So it was really comical, but it's really great that we got to do it.
Yeah. I, you know, I hear a lot of women, and this is one of the narratives, which we're going to talk about in a second, but one of the narratives that need to change is that, you know, there's nothing to be scared of with technology. You can, you can learn. And I really think we should, we, the collective over 50s, should be really proud of ourselves, because I know that you guys also came from a time where we used rotary phones on a party line. And now look what we're doing. So I really encourage women over 50 to embrace this new frontier and not be afraid of it.
Oh yeah. I was so proud of my sisters that are like 69 and 68 that got on this. I was like, I am so impressed with you. You downloaded the app, you got on here, way to go. So,
well, and it's also, it gives us a voice that sometimes people don't even realize they can have. You know, just getting online now, I had the whole thing set up, and when you when I entered on, you couldn't hear me, or I couldn't hear you, so I just disconnected it. It's not horrible. Like, if it doesn't work, disconnect it and try something else. But at least we're now having a voice out there. People can hear us. If you're sitting at home and you're going stir crazy, this gives you a little break, and you can hear that you're not alone, and you can feel connected to the outside world. So it has a power to it that really can help a lot of over 50 people feel heard and seen and productive.
Yes. Yeah. A whole lot of great things. Yeah. My mother-in-law made cookies via FaceTime with her granddaughter in California because she couldn't go see her, couldn't be with her, but they just FaceTime and made a batch. Each had the things out and made a batch of shortbread cookies together.
Oh, so that's so sweet.
Yeah. There are ways to connect. So that's been
awesome.
Great.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you ladies talk about a lot of different topics. I know. I peruse some of your podcasts. And changing the narrative. What are some of the things that you're seeing or hearing out there that women over 50 really feel that they need to know or redesign or change a narrative about? What are some of the hot topics?
You know, we had a really interesting conversation with Ada Calhoun that has a New York Times bestselling book right now called Why We Can't Sleep.
Women's I need to catch that podcast. I just haven't had time.
Such a good book. Yeah. Highly recommended. And it was so interesting because she talks about Generation X, which we are on the older end of Generation X. Yeah. We're 67, 65 to 80 is that. But it was interesting to note that it's a generation that's kind of sandwiched and forgotten in a lot of ways. We were the kids that she was like the latchkey kids who went home without having supervision. Now it's helicopter parenting. And a lot of times, you know, we were told that, we, the generation before us, pushed the forefront. We can be anything we want to be. And now she had interviewed a lot of women who are finding out that when they got there, it wasn't necessarily what they wanted. It wasn't that they thought that's what they wanted. And even, you know, I can speak to that. I became an attorney at a very young age, in my 20s. And it wasn't until I went through law school, practiced for a big firm, had my own firm, that I realized this is so not what I want. I mean, I kind of knew it along, but I thought I had to be the top, whatever was, you know, supposed to be. And it's not about that. So I think one of the really hot topics right now is that crisis of I'm getting to that point where I thought I wanted to be, but is this what I really want?
Right. It just a feeling of like a sinking feeling or the feeling that I was told I could have it all, but it's very hard to have it all. It's very hard to have this big career.
And do I want to fight to have it all?
Right. And to try to parent these children and run this household, or a lot of them are single parents. And that is so difficult to have this, fulfill this demanding job and also fulfill what's needed at home. And they're at this crisis mode. And she interviewed about close to 200 women. And it was just really interesting, the different takes, the different situations. And it was also comforting to see that you're not the only one feeling these things. So that's one thing.
That was a hot topic. I think another hot topic is that women left the workforce for a time and now they're re-entering it. And not everybody is appreciating a 50-year-old woman with experience. Mm-hmm. So what do you do when you're over 50?
Yeah.
You have great experience. There are corporate executives, predominantly women, who see this and will hire them. Mm-hmm. But a lot don't know where to go and what to do. There is the technology now that they're not necessarily used to. And it can be intimidating for a lot of women. Mm-hmm. So, you know, career changes, re-entering the workforce. I spent my life with this man and raised kids. Now the kids are gone. I don't particularly like him. You know what I mean? And a lot of women are saying, I'm empty nesting alone. I'm starting over fresh. You know, I haven't dated since I was 22. And we had an episode for dating over 40. Because mm-hmm. a lot of women are like, I've been with this man forever. Now right. you want me to, what's an app? You want me to date online?
Like, yeah. How? Like, I don't even know what that is. It's been so long.
Right. It's just, you're in that so world. Many topics
right.
that are important for women in midlife and beyond. There's just so many things that we don't talk. Menopause is a huge thing.
Well, I was getting ready to say that one. That has been very interesting. Just the importance of bringing that to the forefront. And we've talked to some women in the UK that they're really pushing for this, and it's the menopause movement. And they are, someone that we interviewed spoke on the floor of parliament, and they're really pushing to just have these topics acknowledged, to have doctors become more informed of what they need to be doing and addressing for women in menopause or perimenopause. And a big thing is the poster. There's a poster there they are pushing to have.
Know your menopause.
Yes. In every doctor's office, in restaurants, and all kinds of things. They have a lot of their local celebrities, or the British celebrities, mm-hmm. posing with the poster just to get the word out. And they have menopause cafes where women are talking about this, where menopause isn't taboo to talk about. It's something that every woman's going to have happen to them if they're lucky enough to live that long to go through menopause. So they're going to, this is something that needs to be acknowledged. And also in the workplace, you know, how are we treating menopause in the workplace? Because women are going through this. And I think Colleen has always said, you get a health day, you get a wellness day. Why is there not a menopause day, a day that you could take because you're really suffering?
Oh, yeah.
Symptoms. Yes.
And there have been, we have interviewed women who have actually quit their jobs.
Yeah.
Because the menopausal symptoms got so bad and they couldn't tell their boss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, it's
amazing.
I work in an office, and there's a therapist next to me who's probably 40, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But she was in her office. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm so hot. Can we turn down the heat or whatever? And I jokingly said, you know, is it menopause? And she's like, shut your mouth. And then she kind of laughed and she said, I'm sorry. She said, but I'm very uncomfortable talking about that because no one has ever said to me, you're going to go through menopause. My mother wow. hasn't said it. What? No one said it. And so mm-hmm. I said, oh, honey, yeah, you just come to me. I will tell you. What
all
you
about
need.
It.
All, yeah. all about it. I did not really go through menopause. I went through some perimenopause things, and then by 47 I was finished. So I haven't experienced that, but I do know a lot. But the point of this long-winded thing was I felt so bad for her. But then I thought, well, my mother didn't tell me anything either. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that most women suffered, and I didn't suffer at all. I was like, yeah. What do you mean you're having hot flashes? What's a hot flash? Mm-hmm.
You know, so
you're very lucky.
I am very lucky.
The majority of women do have some symptoms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it boggles the mind that in this day and age, we talk about so much, but we can't talk about menopause, which is something that every woman at some point, like Bridget said, if they're lucky enough to live long enough, or they've had surgery, or it's a side effect of a chemo treatment, will mm-hmm. go through perimenopause and menopause, and the majority of them will have symptoms. And it's like, just grin and bear it. Put your head down and make it through, because you don't want to miss a day of work. You don't want to complain. You don't want anyone to know that you're suffering. well, it's okay. There are, you're never going to learn about the choices out there, whether they be natural or medical, if you don't speak up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what Bridget was saying before about the Know Your Menopause campaign in England, I have found that England and the UK tend to be about a year ahead of us, of the curve in discussing menopause. And we want to know why. Like, why is this such a taboo subject? Why is it when one person who's a star mentions it, oh my gosh, they're breaking the taboo of menopause. Why is it a taboo? You know what I mean? It just, it really is a fascinating topic that so many women in midlife want to know about, because they'll say, thank you for doing this, or do you know any natural remedies, or do you know, what do you think of HRTs? And they really want the information that they should be getting from the gynecologist.
Yeah. And a lot of gynecologists are not up to date with everything. It's hard to find menopause specialists, and we have interviewed a menopause specialist, Dr. Liz Lister. So we have her on one of our interviews. She has a great book that's on our website that you can find. It's on Amazon. And it's Go for Great. Because I'm like, yes, which book is that? Go for Great.
Pause and Go for Great.
Yes. So those are, it was just a very interesting book. And it's wonderful that we have some doctors out there that are specializing in this. So we had another interview that hasn't come up yet, isn't it?
Dr. Ross?
Yeah, Dr. Ross. We haven't.
That's sexual health, another taboo subject.
Oh, yes. We don't have sex. We're too old.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
There are no postmenopausal symptoms. There's no. And I actually had, it was very sweet. I was a guest on someone's podcast, and they're younger. They're about 15 years younger. And their mother had passed, her mother had passed away. And she said to me, I just want to know, do you still have sex? Like over 50? I'm like, yes. Yeah. No, I hope when you're 70 and 80, you're still.
I hope you are. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, it's amazing this information out there that's inaccurate or that people don't know to talk about. Mm-hmm. You know? And I actually thought, I'm like, yeah, go talk to Dr. Ross. She'll tell you. Because her books are very matter of fact. Yeah. You can still get a little red from, you know, being raised, you know, we don't talk about that stuff. But it's really important for women to, and you shouldn't be getting all your information from Dr. Google or from your friends, because even though it's great to get information for your friends, they don't know the whole story.
Well, the experiences are, especially like for menopause and sexual health at this age, the experiences for each woman, obviously, like I just talked about with me, they're just different. You know, everyone's unique. So we have to have that, that expert. I have to say, I love listening to you two, because I think what you're doing, in terms of getting all this stuff out to women over 50 and how you, your philosophy behind it, that, you know, it's giving women a voice, you know, maybe not their own voice, but they have a voice through, you know, women like you with your podcast. So, because we all go through this whole, I'm the only one going through this. Nobody else is going through this. I'm so afraid to tell my neighbor because she'll look at me and be like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And so just knowing that we can listen to women and not necessarily have to act on, but we're like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so glad Colleen said that, because that's exactly how I'm feeling. Now I can go on with my day.
I'm not crazy.
Right? I'm not crazy. I'm not,
yeah, this is, yeah.
And we really try to mix our interviews with our conversations, our own personal experience, because it is really, we started off wanting people to feel like you're sitting at the table with us, drinking a glass of wine, having a cup of coffee like you're doing right now, and just having a conversation. So we want to make sure that stays part of, it's not just an interview. Viewing people. Yes, we want to get the information out there, but we had a whole episode just talking about our own perimenopausal and menopausal stories. And, you know, it's just, it's so important for people to understand that, yes, we go through it at different times, but we'll all go through these experiences and you're going to be okay. You're not alone. And, you know, a lot of them, and that's why what you have on your new website, it's great, you know, all the resources people can get to, because women don't know where to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's great. I think both way, the way you're giving back on your show and especially your Facebook groups, yes, are just really great. And I just see so many women on there that just need just that reassurance, that comfort, just to get things out to each other. And the advice that can come from several different women in the group, something will come up and it will say, it will just give you an idea to try, like, hey, this worked for me. Then there's that other thing that you're like, I never even have heard of this. You know, well, great, here's another option. So
we want to make sure we're constantly talking about different topics. Like, we don't want to just talk about menopause or just talk about empty nesting or just talk. We are not one dimensional women over 50, so we don't want the podcast to be one dimensional. We want that's why we like engaging with the audience so much. Like, give us a topic. If we don't know anything about it, we will find someone who does.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
I think that's important, because one of the things that I sort of struggled with is like exactly that. I mean, there's experts on menopause, there's experts on this, experts on that. You know, I always jokingly say, I don't talk about menopause. I don't do makeup tutorials or something else. I can't remember. So, you know, my whole focus for women over 50 is more creating self-awareness, like with their habits and their goals and things like that. So that's really what I try to hone in with on women, and then let, you know, you experts talk about other things. Or get experts to talk about other things. You know what I'm saying?
We'll find the experts. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's a good balance of what we do, but I think it's really important to be able to lend a voice to other women.
It's so complimentary. What you do, what we do. There are other podcasts that specifically talk about emptiness, or specifically talk about career. Everyone complements each other. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, another nice thing that Bridget and I found is, with the exception of a few people, nobody's competitive at this stage.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to, you know, get your listeners. And everybody wants to just share the information and be really connecting with each other, which is wonderful. You know,
yeah, that's been really great.
Yeah,
it has.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I had a thought and I lost it.
Been there.
It's so often.
I don't have my glasses on.
Let me see. Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
I totally lost my thought. I try to write things down as I go.
And oh, I know.
Oh my gosh, train left without me.
Yeah, well, we're usually on that train too.
So. Oh, I am the queen of that train.
So. I can't remember what I was gonna ask you, ladies. So what else do you have going on? Are you gonna start any new adventures? You got your podcast, you got the YouTube channel, you gonna write a book?
We have some blogs that we've been writing.
I don't know about a book.
Blogs. I didn't say
blogs. Blogs. We'll do blogs, yeah. Yes.
And I've been doing a Freedom in Your 50s blog series, which, you know, again, you rediscover things that you haven't. I used to love to write, and I think being a lawyer destroyed that love for a while. Mm-hmm. And now the creative juices are flowing again, which is great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've met with a lot of people who have ideas and opportunities and things they want to do that maybe in the United States we haven't done yet. So we're kind of open to all these possibilities. Uh-huh. And I think Bridget and I firmly believe that if it's meant to be, it's going to come through the door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not going to have to, like, fight for. So there's some nice opportunities coming around. I don't know if they'll come into play or not, but if we could get more community here in the States, more women feeling like they can connect, that's awesome. We're doing a live stream with a couple women this coming week, which would be the end of March, just talking about how do you feel being, you know, quarantined, and how is it going with your family. And we all, you know, a lot of us have adult children, but some people of our generation were crazy and have like a 5-year-old.
Yeah. Exactly. I know.
I feel for the women who waited to have kids and are now 50 with a toddler. I have so much respect for you.
Oh yeah.
I don't think.
Oh yeah.
Steve and I were talking about that today. I said, you know, I'm worried sick about my grown children in their 30s. And they've got my grandkids, but I can't imagine having a bunch of kiddos in the household right now. So kudos to those women. I wish them well.
Oh yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
I know what I was going to say now. So stories. there was this book out. It's an old book. I can't remember the title of it. I have it somewhere at the house. It was 150 years of doctor's advice to women. So anyway, they talk about how when men start, I'm not man bashing here, people. I love men, but I'm just, don't send me any emails. But it was when the men start taking over the medical industry, a lot was lost in what women used to do. And one of the things that women would do back in the caveman days and things like that is we would tell stories. I mean, that's how we communicated with each other. We would sit around, we would tell stories, we would pass these things down. I guarantee you they talked about whatever menopause looked like back then more than they do now.
Oh, yeah, I would totally believe that. Yeah. And it was probably men didn't know about it, didn't want to talk about it. Yeah. And it was pushed back. It's not addressed. Yeah. And, you know, as a result now, a lot of care for women in this stage, it's not covered by insurance. When mm-hmm. things for men at this stage of life are covered by insurance. And Dr. Sherry Ross, she addresses that in her book, Sheology, the Sheequel. And
oh, I love it.
Sheology. Yeah, she's Sheology.
And Sheology and Sheology, the Sheequel.
Yeah, the Sheequel's her second one. Okay. And it just continues, yes. And she addresses just different times and different things that it takes forever to get approval for women's research. Because I guess your typical research person is not a female. And
I think, you know, so many women are fighting for their careers that it's still looked upon as a strike against them if they have cramps, if they're mm-hmm. going through menopause, if they're nauseous from being pregnant. I mean, I can remember being pregnant with my daughter and being in depositions and having to excuse myself, go get sick in the bathroom, come back and continue my deposition, acting like, and luckily the men all understood because they had wives probably went through the same thing, but you always feel like you have to work twice as hard to achieve mm-hmm. the same goal and you can't show weakness. So I get it that women don't want to talk about this because they feel like it's a sign of weakness, but we have to help change that taboo, yeah. that misconception.
Yeah. I was just going to say also, even though my whole thing is, you know, women over 50, I still I'm constantly talking to my daughter and her friends who are 35 or 36. I can't remember how old my daughter is. About, you know, this time in your life, these are the things that you can start doing. You can speak up, you can tell your story. You know, you don't have to wait till you're 50 and you don't have, I don't give a shit attitude. You know, you can start like doing this right now. So I'm hoping, you know, not only with your stories and my stories that women are listening who are also younger mm-hmm. and seeing that maybe right now I can change the narrative in my life. I don't have to wait until something yes. drastic comes along. That so I'm hoping that that's one of the byproducts of what we're doing.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
If women, if each generation feels a little less apprehensive about having the conversations, mm-hmm. and it's gonna take women getting in corporate executive positions who understand
yeah.
who you can feel comfortable going to. The more corporate executives and business owners and entrepreneurs that we have that are female, the better it's going to be as far as opening the lines of communication, because men don't want to hear it.
Yeah. I just flashed on a funny story when I was working at an office and I was still on my period. I must've been maybe 40 or so. So anyway, I brought in a big bunch of tampons and I threw them on my desk, you know, and then I left and then I came back and IT guy was sitting at my desk. It was like this big old pile of tampons. Yeah. I'm like, yes. Well, you know, I have to bring them to the office and then I have to slip yes. them in my sleeve when I go to the bathroom. So oh, you men right. don't see them. Well, but anyway, yeah. it was, yeah. I just flashed on that. I'd forgotten about
that. Well, it's similar. And this is similar to that. They used to, when I was a teacher, OSHA was becoming more and more restrictive on your cleaning products that you had in yeah. your classroom.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I taught kindergarten. They were filthy.
They just, you know, they're filthy little kids. Buggers.
Filthy little nose pickers and everything. And so I remember they had gone through one of my cabinets and put out, I don't know, some kind of Clorox wipes or something. that you can't have these. You have to take these away. So that's when they still had the big boxes of maxi pads.
Yeah.
I got a big box. I put it in my cabinet and I stuck all my cleaning products in it and they never, I was like,
that was smart.
Like, yeah. I was like, you are not doing this to me. I am just sticking these in. They never opened those one time.
So, I love it.
That's using it to your advantage.
Which yes, I was. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Well, ladies, we're coming up on half an hour, so I'm going to wrap it up here. Is there anything else that you would like to add? Where can we find you? Any words of wisdom?
The podcast is on anywhere you find podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it, we're on it. We have a website that right now we have linked a lot of free resources for people who are inside and kind of going stir crazy. So, and a lot of articles. I'm a researcher by nature, so I love researching topics and I'm always getting emails or comments on our Facebook group for women like, how do I find this? How do I find that? So I'm always updating articles and research that we have found on the website. So they can take a look at hotflashescooltopics.com. We have a Facebook group. We have a YouTube channel. We are even on Twitter.
We're on Twitter. We're on Pinterest.
Twitter and Pinterest and LinkedIn. Like, we went for it. The only thing I'm afraid of is TikTok now.
I'm not ready to do that. No. No.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer. I know. And we're Gen Xers.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anybody our age range even wants to be on TikTok, so we're not too concerned. But we're pretty much everywhere that people.
Okay.
And please let us know what you want to talk about, because we really want to get the narrative out there. You know, our email is hotflashescooltopics@gmail.com. Email us ideas, email us thoughts. We're happy to do the research and bring it to you. And if we don't know anything about it, we will find an expert who does, but most likely one of us has gone through the experience. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Well, awesome, ladies. Thank you, Shelley. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shelley. Thanks.
I appreciate you coming on and doing this. All right.
Thank you.
Later, peeps.
She's bold. She's sassy. She's a woman over 50 living a life she designed on purpose with purpose. And now, here's your host of Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast, Shelley Dryman.